This is my first visit, and I'm very happy to be here. I hope my face shows it, because I mean it. But I must apologize for being late. I was telling Chuck on the way over to come and see you. It's my fault, because the plane was on time. You know, so I have no excuse whatsoever. I should like to begin with a monologue. And there's no reason for me to tell you what it's about. If a writer can't tell you what it's about through the reading, then he better be in another line of work. I mean, I'm not going to subject you to telling you what it is for 2 hours. Remember the old 60s coffee guys used to say with a guitar? They'd play for 22 seconds and talk for 2 hours about what the hell they had written. It's not that at all. It's a monologue. My name is Fructuoso Alanis Garcia, and I was so named for my saint's day, the 21st day of January. In English, according to my granddaughter, Lucia, my name means bountiful, productive. Myself, I find it proper that one so named should be chosen to work the land, to know it, and to give it life so that it, the land, return part of that life in grain and cereal and vegetables, and yes, in fruits of labor and of bounty to that person who prepared the land and watched the crops grow from nothing but a hope and a handful of seeds. When I work my land, the one I own, I work it the same way I work somebody else's land. It makes no difference, none, really. Land is land, and when it's all is said and done, or as we say, when the music is over, one leaves the terrain, el terreno, for somebody else to occupy. But one must leave the land clean, weeded, and ready for that someone else to come to it with that hope and that handful of seeds I spoke of. I'm from here, the valley, a North Bank borderer like my father and like his father and his, too, a Mexican, of course, but an American by birth, yes. And once when I was 19 years old, in 1918, I was sent to France, but as you can see, I came back. Two of my cousins, Jose Antonio and Francisco Garcia, did not come back. My granddaughter, Lucia, and she too worked the land until she was 17 years old. My granddaughter says that my cousins are remembered. Is that the word, remembered? Anyway, my granddaughter says that they are remembered in Austin, the capital. Yes, they are. In a park at the university where the young men play football. She saw the metal plaques in that park, took down the dates of where and when the boys died, and yes, they are the same, Jose Antonio and Francisco Garcia, all right. That's something I didn't know about, the memorial plates. Yes, I was in France, and the land there was tired. I remember, but it's come back to feed its people, hasn't it? One thing about land, Professor, God's not making any more, but it isn't going anywhere, and you got to work it. That's all there is to it. I worked the land in Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, places like that. We used to drive up from the valley to Texarkana, Texas, across to Arkansas, and they had some bad roads there in my day, and down to Poplar Bluff in Missouri. From there, we'd go east to the Mississippi River, to Cairo, Illinois, and then north to Kankakee. From there, east again to Reynolds, Indiana. That's on Route 420. And then north to New Buffalo, Michigan. Well, once in Michigan, we'd pick plums and cherries, grapes, soft fruit. But if we drove on to East Michigan, we'd pick cucumbers and pinconning or beets. And then we'd go south to Ohio. We'd pick tomatoes there. This could be done if we drove, if we had a car of our own. If we went by truck on a contract, then we'd go where they'd take us. Sometimes we'd meet in Hoopston, Illinois, and separate from there. Some friends and relatives of ours from the valley worked for years for one family in Iowa. One family. They owned a nursery, and they needed special people for that. I worked there, too, 7 or 8 seasons, I guess. My wife, she made the trips, too, and we traveled together for some 27 years. And once, we worked in Wyoming with some people who came up from Laredo, Texas. My wife died 10 years ago, and our son, Marcos, died 2 years ago in a train truck accident in Monon, Indiana. And my granddaughter, Lucia, was unhurt. And she's a student at Austin, at the university. My son's widow, Stefana, lives in our house, and she runs it now. My wife and I raised her from childhood, and she's been part of the family since she was a baby. Stefana is one of the best and one of the fastest lettuce cutters and packers in the valley. She's as good as some men I know, and better than others. And she can read and write English, too. Her cousin, Isaura, is a school teacher, and in the summertime, Isaura teaches school for free out in the field. She buys pencils and writing tablets, and she teaches reading and writing and the numbers to the kids. She's there at the school we built from 7 to 5 every day. And she does it because she says it's necessary. Once in a while, some friends come and help her. But no matter what, Isaura is there every day, working. My grandson, Balde, is 23 years old, and he already owns a used truck. He and a friend of his, a valley boy named Raul Santos Coy, is his partner. Balde is a champion haystacker. Yes, he is, in competition, too. Raul drives a truck, and the two of them contract for hay hauling in North Texas, Amarillo, Plainview, what we call up north, El Norte. Balde is my granddaughter's oldest brother, and he sends money to Austin for her schooling. She's an example, he says, and he's very proud of his sister. Well, so are we. But Balde is also a fine young man who's not afraid of hard work. We have a saying here in the Rio Grande Valley. Es el agua. It's the water, the Rio Grande water. It claims you, you understand? It's yours, and you belong to it, too. No matter where we work, we always come back to the border, to the valley. Es el agua, yes. The valley is a good place. It's hard, sure, seguro. But there's farm work, and one just has to be harder than the work. And the valley is different, too, and it makes us different somehow. When we leave it to go to Yakima Valley or to Oregon or for the hops or to Nampa in Idaho, we're home there, too. Why? Well, because the workers there are valley people, yes. And the kids who have never seen the valley, they say they're from there because that's where their folks are from. Es el agua. The parents talk about the valley, see, and the kids know. This is changing. But everything changes. It's in the nature of things. I'll show you. When my wife and I and our friends picked cotton, and this is just an example, we picked cotton in the valley from June to August, and then the owner plowed the ground in September. Well, by late August, some of us would go to Central Texas to pick, or to West Texas in October and November, to places like Brownfield and La Mesa. Sometimes we'd go to Arkansas or to Missouri for cotton and to Tennessee, but not now, and not for some 20 years now either. Machines do it, but they can't do everything. No, you still need la mano de obra, the human hand, the eye to see and to distinguish. Machines don't take pride in what they do. They can't, but we did and do, yes. Work is work, and most of it is hard, but that's expected. What's a bother, and shameful, too, is where one has to live in the American Midwest, in our cars or trucks, or on the ground in a carpa, a tent, or in chicken and turkey coops. These are the worst. Yes, terrible. It isn't always like that, no. But even once is enough, believe me. But one endures, one survives. One even survives and endures racismo, prejuicio, racism, prejudice from everyone. Even our own. But I can't change it. And God won't, as we say. Pero tampoco nos rajamos. We won't crack. We won't throw up our hands and say, I give up. No. No nos rajamos y ya. We won't give up and that's it. But after all the work and travel, it's back to the valley for more work. Es el agua. Yes. Those who claim that hard work never killed anybody are fooling themselves and their friends. Hard work is hard. That's why they call it that. It's killing. But there's a certain kind of pride, foolish pride perhaps, and unexplainable too. But a family is proud of what it does and of what it can do. It's like when I was in France 60 years ago. One was there and one stayed there until he said, let's go. Let's go home. And that's the way it is when we're in Indiana or Iowa or in the Red River Valley of Minnesota. One is there and then someone says, let's go home to Texas, home to the valley. Es el agua. Thank you.